due to some violent content. Parental discretion is advised.
And if you want, we get Kane and Orton out of the way 6 days at Battleground, and then, well, we see if you're as good as you think you are.
I think you're right. We should get rid of Orton and Kane. And then it's just me and you, John. And maybe we're going to see if you're really as good as you think you are.
I'm WWE superstar John Cena, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Rochester wrestling fans, Derby fans, LeBron James fans, Pier 6 wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for July 19th. One holiday today, it's National Raspberry Cake Day.
I don't get it. Well,
first day today, real quick, one half of the Rock and Roll Express, Robert Gibson's 56, Beyond the Mats, Michael Modest. Do you remember him? Anybody?
Barely.
He's 43, and ECW's Tony Mamaluke is 37 today. I think he's from, like, Syracuse or the Albany area. Pain Clinic's brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. Join us for WWE's Battleground pay-per-view tomorrow night at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. Starts at 8 o'clock. Get there a little bit early if you want a seat. Hosted by us, prizes and drink specials all night long. That's WWE's Battleground pay-per-view, July 20th. At Salvatore's at the Garage Door. And if you're in MMA, the next UFC pay-per-view is August 30th. I know it seems like forever, but they canceled on those August 2nd. So we have August 30th. It's UFC 177. You'll be at the Garage Door. Starts at 10 o'clock. It's Saturday night. Come hang out with us. It's $5 cover for guys. It's a freebie for ladies. So it's like an extended ladies' night, MMA night. And that's August 30th at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 177. And one last plug before we get into the show. Bill Gray's is home of the world's greatest cheeseburger. Hey, look, got a bunch of people walking in. This is going to be a great day today. Bill Gray's is home of the world's greatest cheeseburger. Check out one of their 14 locations. Our favorite, of course, is across the street. It has nothing to do with the parking lot there, but Strong Museum of Play and our friend Jamie. And there's something for everyone at Bill Gray's. Find the nearest Bill Gray's to you online at
BillGray's.com.
All right, welcome to the Pain Clinic for Saturday, July 19th. We're going to start.
We need more chairs.
We need more chairs. There are more chairs, so you can take mine if you want. And if you guys want to come over, can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Oh, we can hear you too. We've got a studio full of guys, studio full of roller derby ladies, and we're gonna start the show talking a little roller derby because today is the last home bout of the travel season for the 2014 travel season. I know. I hear some sadness.
I don't want to talk about it. It makes me sad.
Let me introduce my cast, and then I'll introduce your cast. I'm the Cash Man. I'm here with the artiste, Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole, and we are here with Lorelei. Good morning, Lorelei.
Good morning. Lethal. Not Lorelei today, though.
It's Lethal. It's not Lethal, Lorelei. What are you today?
Today I am Massacre at the Y.
Massacre at the Y. sitting to your right, Hater Tot. Do you have a new name, Hater Tot?
I do. Today I am Not Preggers. We've got a theme.
And to your right, it's Go. And Go, I suppose, maybe know a new name?
I actually do not have a new name chosen yet.
Okay, we're good. Tonight is, like I said, the very last 2014 travel season home bout. It's going to be the red team versus the green team. It's
Christmas in July.
It's Christmas in July. It is, yes. You know, I mean, we're almost there. You think about it, July 25th, December 25th. They're about that far away, right? We are very excited for the last home bout of the night at the Bill Gray's Regional Iceplex. And I'll never forget the place because it's a place I've been injured, but it's also a place that we get...
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to laugh.
No, it's okay.
She did.
It's okay. Because it didn't kill me. As long as it doesn't kill me, it makes me stronger,
I don't know.
I guess.
Did make you grow a really weird villain mustache thing, though.
Yeah. It might have been a concussion like the Artiste had.
I don't even think about that.
But we had tonight...
I thought maybe the cash stash had caused that, but the stash came after the injury.
It did.
Okay.
It did.
I was going to blame the cash stash for pretty much everything.
Oh, no, thanks. Well, there's no cash stash on that. I'll be actually debuting, I believe. No, I did not have a cash stash the first couple bouts this year, but I'll be doing some announcing with Mr. Scotty Bender.
He the cash soul patch next.
Oh, no, don't give him ideas, please.
Yeah,
Shut it down.
I was going to, believe it or not, play around with it and do like the little Michael Jordan Hitler mustache. Remember when he had... In the Hanes commercial, he had that little Hitler mustache.
I wish I could dislike things in real time.
So are you ladies sad? This is it for the travel season? I mean,
yes.
I know you still have, there's still a few travel bouts for the B-sides, right?
Actually, there is not. Cortland had to cancel on us.
We have one more.
Yeah, there's a...
just the All Eight. We have a tournament. We have All Eight in August away in Worcester, Massachusetts. But we're supposed to have an away game in Cortland, and sadly, they had to cancel. So bees are kind of running to the end of their season as well.
Oh, well, folks, listen, if you've never gone to roller derby and anything scared you about it, like having to pay for tickets, or this is a great deal for this show tonight. It's $9 for any seat.
Including suicide.
And you can bring your own chair with you for suicide. Now, I don't expect a Barco Lounger to be coming rolling in through the, into there, but I would suspect maybe...
Challenge accepted.
DC Dan Cole. He wants to do that. So, but I'm saying $9 for any seat in the place, and if you've never seen, you're going to see the best of the B-sides as well as the Rock City, the Rock Stars. And I'm kind of excited about this because this is almost like a fantasy booking. I mean, I kind of bring that up because it's the best of both teams taking on each other. And, we see that in the home season in the fall. We would see you'd have the three teams, the Maulers, the Haters, which and what was the other one?
The Rottenchesters.
Oh, the Rottenchesters.
The Purple Girls.
That's right, the Purple Ones. And so you'd see that during the home season in the fall. But there's nothing definitely set for the future yet, though. I hear there's...
We're trying to get some venues locked down and contracts set, so...
Yeah, and but tonight it's at the Bill Gray's Regional Iceplex. And, Go, I wanted to ask you, your debut at home here, your home debut with the Rock Stars. Pretty cool. I mean, man, your fans come out, don't they? And those Thundersticks really added something to it, didn't it?
Yeah, my fans are my enormous family.
Well, fam, we'll call them then.
Yeah.
It's your fams. Yeah, but they were loud. But when we got those Thundersticks going, the place was echoing.
Yeah, it was those Thundersticks, while sort of annoying, were really awesome because it's really fun to skate and play when you have such a crowd behind you. And the fans really got behind it at the last game.
I've always been guessing that you ladies don't really hear anything that's going on What about you, Lorelei? Do you hear what the announcers? You don't hear the announcers. I know that.
No. Barely hear the
best. Tune them out. Especially Bender.
We're going to try to get some vuvuzelas in there for next time.
No. Oh, no.
Lorelei, she is on Team Germany for the Roller Derby World Cup. And, of course, Germany won the soccer or
Woo-hoo.
Football.
Woo-hoo.
Football World Cup this past week. So, and you came decked out in your German colors.
Yep.
Very, very cool. Is that the same colors they use for the World Cup team?
Yeah, it's like black with like a hint of gold and red, but yeah, I don't know. Someday I'll get my jersey on and I can wear it.
Very well. It's pretty cool that. And when's your next bout with them? I know that you are definitely going back, right?
Yeah, I'm actually just booked my flight. I am going to there's a European tournament in Belgium in September, so I'll be going to Europe for a weekend. And playing and coming back.
You mean you're going to go out and come back in a weekend?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
That'll be some really fun jet lag.
Yeah. Yeah, it's only the other side of the planet.
Yeah.
That's it. You know, wow, that's crazy. That's crazy. And so, well, you know, I mean, and being that this is your last chance here in town before the fans to get your stuff finally tuned, we'll say, And I'm actually excited. You three ladies are all on the red team.
Woo-hoo.
There's two teams today, the red and there's the green. And you're going to see the best of that Rochester produces in roller derby, in which, in fact, I believe there's a national rankings for roller derby, and the Rockstars jumped up like 25 positions this past week.
Yep. Yeah, we did.
67th now.
Unbelievable, because at one point they were in the 90s, I thought. Mm-hmm. It was, you know, way down there. So it's like, so, you know, you're on the cusp of being prominent, you know, not, you know, I mean, here you're definitely prominent, but I mean, nationally. It's like, I'm not really sure how it works with, they have like divisions like Division One, Division Two, and, but someone told me that you're on the cusp of Division Two, right?
Two, yeah. We're like 7 spots away.
So it's like 0, you know, or 1 through 61 get to play in regional playoffs. So, you know, we're, what, 67? So we just barely made it, and we were 92 before. So it was just a huge, huge jump. June was a tough, hard-fought month for us, and we definitely pulled through and moved up quite a bit.
Yeah, the last time you were here was before the, what was it, ECDX?
Yes, sir. Coast Derby Extravaganza.
And that was down in Philadelphia, and that's really where you guys made the leaps and bounds, was how you performed down there.
Yeah, and another kind of cool thing that happened, both for us and our good friends from Malmo, Sweden. Hopefully I'm not butchering the name. They had come and played us in Rochester, and we
beat
them.
Crime City, right?
Right, yeah. Crime City Rollers. They were awesome, really cool girls. They came, we were their first game, and we beat them. And then they went on to just demolish every team that they played. So, you know, them beating other teams and us having beat them, it really helped our rankings as well.
That was your debut, too, at home on the Rockstars. Home, yeah. And I'll give it credit to the Thundersticks. I think that helped a lot.
All the Thundersticks.
It definitely wasn't your mustache.
No, thank you.
Sorry.
It's okay. That's why it's not here anymore. It's gone. It's, you know, I use it as a scare tactic to keep women away from me. And
I think it works.
Yeah, it does. But that's terrible. But yeah, no, but really, Crime City did so very well down there, because you guys really took it to them, especially in the second half of that last home bout. You know, it was and it was pretty close. It was, you know, it went back and forth a little bit early, but then you guys just took off.
Yeah, I think you're right though, with the Thundersticks and just the energies of the, you know, the energy of the fans. It was really. It really gets you pumped up. It's more fun to play when you've got people there watching and actually, you know, paying attention and having fun. Yeah, it was cool.
It was fun, and I know there's some more Thundersticks still available to give out. So hopefully, Sinman, Mr. Jack there, brings them with him tonight, so we can hand them out and get the crowd rowdy. It was a lot of fun, and you know, being an announcer there, I'm kind of a rookie at this, so it's like it made it so much more fun. You know, just having a really competitive bout too. You ladies were. You know, I mean, you're giving it all, and it's like, I'm glad you can tune us out, because I just say gibberish. I mean, my mouth just moves. I don't know what's coming out half the time. So.
They were such a
kind of like hater when she's skating.
Hey, man, no. All kinds of stuff comes out of my mouth.
Yeah.
I can't stop talking.
True story. She says some weird stuff on the track.
Great. Well, I want to let folks know once more, it's tonight at the Bill Gray's Regional Iceplex, and you have to get off East Henrietta Road to get there, because they kind of destroyed half the road to get to the Iceplex there. It's like closed. If you get out, you know how they have that second exit by MCC, you can get out.
Right, the Brighton Henrietta area coming in that way. That one's
it's a mess.
Closed off, yeah.
So get off of East Henrietta Road. Go up behind MCC. You see it right off of 390 there. $9 any seat in the place.
And we'll be wearing fishnets.
Woo-hoo.
Ooh, oh, I haven't seen that in a while.
I think maybe I'll bring back my Your Mom skirt too. Maybe. Hater Booty will be back tonight. We'll see.
It's Flat Track Throwback. We're bringing some old school derby.
Flat Track Throwback is the name. It's a team mashup of Team Green versus Team Red. You're going to see the best of both teams meshed together, and it's gonna be weird calling it, just because I'm so used to like the jammers on one team and the jammers on the other, and now they're kind of mixed up, and it's gonna be a lot of fun. So come on out tonight, and it's a blast. $9 any seat. That's at the Bill Gray's Regional Iceplex. We're gonna give away a pair of tickets right now, and it's gonna be to somebody who has never won before. 222-1280 star 1280. Someone who has never won. I'm not gonna say never won on the wrestling show, but it's never won tickets to the roller derby. So the you could have won before in the pain clinic. You know, 8 years. See, we've been on since 1998. So I'm sure
I won trivia back in like 99.
Yeah, and I'm sure you ladies were all in like grade school when we first started in 1998. But if you never won roller derby tickets from us, 222-1280 star 1280 is the number. We're gonna go to break right now. I want to thank you ladies for coming up. It's always a pleasure. And when the home season pans out, we'll have you back up, and hopefully we'll see maybe a return to the dome. I've heard stuff. I've been hearing things.
I know. Us too. Little tiny whispers. Yes. So we're hoping.
Yeah, me too. So we'll go to break. And 222-1280, star 1280, caller 12. You can't have won Derby tickets before. You'll get a pair of tickets to tonight's Rock City Roller Derby. And it's a flat track. What's it called again? I'm sorry.
The flat track throwback.
Flat track throwback. A great poster. Lots of hair in the poster.
That's what I like in a good roller. Yeah.
It's like it's just incredible. You have to see it, folks, when you get there. 222-1280, star 1280. Thank you, ladies, so much. Thank you, Lorelei. Thank you, Hater Thought. Sorry. I forgot your guys'
That's
names.
Okay. Thank you.
thank you, Go. And we'll be back after these most important messages. We've got two wrestlers in the studio. I'll tell you who they are on the flip side, but one of them is a champion of Pier 6 wrestling. We'll just say that. And another one's a champion. Both champions of Pier 6, aren't they?
Yeah.
222-1280, star 12. They keep calling. You listen to Pain Clinic at Sports 1280 WHTK.
Listening to the Pain Clinic on Hot Talk 1280 WHTK. It's showtime, folks!
To make them pain, change their way.
How you guys doing? Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman, Richie Rich. I'm here with DC Dan Cole and Danger Boy. You guys do me a favor for a second?
Maybe.
Read some news.
Okay.
Read some news just for the next minute or so, okay?
I suppose we could do that.
Yeah.
I mean, there was wrestling this week.
We are going to talk wrestling, yeah. So I'll be back
in
a second.
We could talk about that. Oh. Cash Dash.
I missed the Cash Dash.
Cash Patch up next. Soul Patch for Cash. Well, why don't we talk about, of course, Battleground.
Oh, Battleground's coming up this weekend.
Yes.
It is tomorrow. There is a lot of matches on it. There's a Fiddle 4-Way with Roman Reigns and Cena and Orton and Kane.
And I think everybody knows the finish to that one already.
Yes, I think they're really good at foreshadowing things sometimes, but they're too good at it. And, you know, when Paul Heyman walks up to Triple H and goes, I think I have your option C, then I think we all know what that kind of means, especially since they distanced him from Cesaro this week for that exact reason, because it's being advertised already. Brock Lesnar will be back on Monday. And they've already got a promo out that's on the internet that Brock Lesnar will be taking on John Cena at SummerSlam.
So no suspense in the main event.
Not at all.
So let's talk about something that might have a little suspense. You know what I'm looking? I think I'm looking most forward to the tag match. And how long has it been in WWE since one of the most, you know, anticipated matches is a tag match?
Yeah, that's true. It's the tag belts. They tried to revitalize them. They did a little better, but I guess with the Usos and the Wyatts, it's just everyone's loving the matches.
But what worries me a little, this one now 2 out of 3 falls match, and they've given away so many great matches for free. On Raw, you know, and SmackDown.
So it's time to step up is what you're saying.
I'm sure they have plenty left in the tank, but is this it for them? Maybe, like, is this match, like, you know, no matter who wins or who loses, they have to find, you know, somewhere else to go from here.
Yeah. And I think it'll be... If you see the kind of writing on the wall with the promo time that's being given out, I think the Dust family is going to be...
The Dust family.
...is going to be given a little bit of a push coming up, which means if they're good guys, then they'd be taking on bad guys for the titles. So that could foreshadow, or they could turn. It could go either way,
actually. What are you talking about?
We're talking tag team wrestling, Cash.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, so, okay, let's see. Well, I'm back. I'm sorry. I had to let the people out, and it's kind of hard to do that when you have a 45-second commercial break.
4.5?
Something like that. Seems like for never. But, hey, we have a special in-studio guest joining us, Punisher Van Slyke, I believe, Pier 6 tag champ. Sir?
Sir.
Oh, yes. He's and sitting next to him is the Pier 6 wrestling heavyweight champ, Super Beast.
Correct. You can move the mic. Yeah.
Yeah, you can move it around. It's fine.
Oh,
you know?
I know I can. I can move a lot of things around.
Yes, you can. After drinking 2 amps, I can understand that.
Oh, I'm only halfway through the first one.
Okay.
I definitely need the other one.
Guys, that's a big Pier 6 show on Sunday at the Italian American club. Mm-hmm. I call it Buffalo, or I mean, I call it what road? It's not Buffalo Road.
Manitou Road, just north of Buffalo.
Yeah,
road.
It's basically off Manitou. There's a road that goes to it, sort of. But
Frank
Domino Way.
That's the one.
And at the show, actually, it's going to be outdoors.
Yeah, I stopped by there last night, actually. They got a gigantic tent with a nice stage and everything for the Italian Festa that's going on this weekend.
Sure.
But tomorrow there's some professional wrestling.
So let me ask you a question. Is there a charge for this, or do you just go to the festival?
No, the festival ends today.
Oh, does it? Okay.
But we're using the tent tomorrow. So.
Oh, okay. So there'll still be a charge. Even.
Tickets are available at the door.
At the door?
Yep.
And now, where is the tent compared to, like, the parking lot? On the side.
There's two tents up, so I was a little confused last night. From my understanding, it is the one on the east side. So when you pull in on Frank Domino, it's the far side. Ooh, wow.
No. It is, and it's out. Is your second outdoor show in a row.
In July, yeah.
Yeah, in July.
Last one was a whole lot of fun. Hopefully tomorrow are not as many screaming children in my face as Hamlin Beach, but yeah. We'll see what happens.
That's a challenge.
Yeah.
Screaming children, come on out.
Yeah. With those $10 tickets for kids, yeah. They tend to get pretty rowdy as their parents let them go crazy and try to swing at me over the guardrail.
Oh, yeah. That's crazy, man.
Yeah.
You're still dealing with the headbang, so it's like, wow.
The headbang?
Yeah. You know?
That's one way to word it. Yeah.
How about we'll say the Super Beast evacuated the area as you got kicked in the head?
I didn't do anything. I just stood there.
Yeah.
You guys were all grouped together. Actually, I just saw the show. It was episode last week they showed it. I believe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was an elbow. It was an elbow to the right temple that caused the concussion.
Yes.
So. Yeah.
And it was, I finally saw it. They actually didn't get nearly as good a shot as I did from above. But I was above it, so it's
yeah,
like,
I didn't really see much of it. So.
No.
Well, it was fun watching that episode last week. It was like the first time I'd seen that match, even though I'm around ringside.
No, your back was to the ring when it happened, right?
No, I was facing the
ring.
Oh,
were you facing the ring? I was going to say, I'm trying to remember how, because it was just a mashup as it happened.
But no, I mean, basically what happened, if anybody saw that, is Sean Carr did his little flippy-do over the top rope onto us. When he came down, he knocked one of our corporate America members who accidentally elbowed me in the right temple. So I blame Sean Carr and Jay Freddie and Cage. Technically, the elbow that hit me in the head was somebody on my own team, though.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yeah. Oh, interesting.
Yeah, fun times.
Yeah. I was going to say, it was, well, that happens when, you know, you have those over-the-top rope kind of plunges and stuff. You just never know how
to. Sean Carr likes to do those little flippy-do, crazy shenanigan things that should be outlawed.
Well, maybe you get, like, some stroke in the company and you can, like, stop over-the-top maneuvers. You know, like, I think WCW did that when I was a kid.
Wasn't that Bill Watson?
Yeah, Bill Watson. No,
Bill Watson.
No jumping.
Or the Jacques Rougeau thing where you can't punch or kick in matches. Everything's, like, so family-friendly that you can't punch or kick. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It's crazy.
Cena would never have a match.
Oh. Yeah, it's not exactly. I want to see one of those shows, to be honest. More importantly, I would like to see the Quebecers come to Western New York.
Like, see the Quebecers come back to Western New York?
Yeah
that'd be pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you know what? Ooh, is that a hint? No.
No.
Something you'd like to see.
I don't think they take bookings.
No, unless you're in Montreal. Very cool. So the show is tomorrow. What time does it start? Is it 5?
4 o'clock. Doors are at 3:30. Show is supposed to end by 6:30. Plenty of time to then get to Salvatore's at the garage door.
I was going
to
say.
It's pre-show and the pay-per-view.
It's a full wrestling day. And,
yes.
And how many episodes are being taped?
Four episodes.
Yep. So we're going to see plenty of evil Rob Sanderson out there, I'm sure.
Evil. Wow. That's harsh.
I wouldn't call him evil. I'd call him adorable.
Adorable?
Mastermind.
Mastermind?
Even though my mind kind of hurts, yeah. Punisher Van Slyke in singles action tomorrow as
really?
Well.
Really?
If you get any sleep after your appearance tonight in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's right. Pennsylvania tonight.
And what we were talking last night, you're going to kidnap Brodus Clay and bring him with you? No.
False advertising.
No, I'm just kidding. But
throw down cheeseburgers to lure him into the trunk.
Yeah,
piece of candy. Exactly.
Piece of candy, yeah. It's very cool. So you're going to be doing what, singles? Well, trying to open up a new venue or a new career path, or are you just taking some time away from your partner?
No. We just feel that CK is not deserving of another tag match or title shot with us at this time. So management, however, feels that they should at least get a chance. So on this night, I'll be taking on Sean Carr, and Kevin Graham, my tag team partner, will be taking on Cage. And then,
interesting.
Are you happy about which one you got there?
Yes, I bet.
I hate them both equally, and I enjoy punching them in the face just as much. But I'm happy with my matchup.
Well, I hope you destroy them tomorrow.
It's kind of,
I promise I will destroy them.
I kind of like when they take the feuding teams and split them up and do them one-on-ones. I think it's a lot of fun when they, because that the you'll be seconded by your partner. I'm sure both of you will. You'll be like in your partner's corner, I'm sure, when he's wrestling solo, and he'll be he'll be in your corner when you're wrestling. So.
Well, I mean, I really don't need anybody in my corner, but if Kevin feels that he wants to be there and see the brutality of the match firsthand up close, I wouldn't say no.
All right. Super Beast, just remind me of something. Man, remember that the last TV taping, that old lady you were yelling at in the crowd?
Oh, God. Oh,
that hag. Yeah, well, it's. I thought it was your mom for a second.
Oh, my mom's a classy woman. I would never yell at her.
Oh, okay. Well, it's like this lady was, she had a cane, and she was swinging it at you and stuff.
Well, that's the most offense she's ever going to get.
she was decked out in a Pier 6 shirt, too, so.
Some of these fans, I'll tell you.
Yeah, you got to watch out for them. Remember, Roddy Piper got stabbed a few times, so.
I had a man draw a knife on me once.
Really?
Oh, it was a great time. It was in the armory.
You gotta be kidding me.
Oh, it was great. He was an ex-Army Marine, and if you saw me, I was doing air quotes there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, he was throwing chairs. It's all because I spit water on his stupid little kid.
Oh, yeah? Is he a good artist?
No.
Oh, because he drew it on you, right? You grabbed your arm and got a Sharpie.
Oh, look at you. It's not Funny Friday anymore.
I couldn't believe it. I would be shocked, It would just... I guess, it's almost a place of pride, too, because you've affected someone to the point where they want to physically attack you.
Oh, I would have loved for him to have tried to jump the guardrail. All he did was throw some chairs into the crowd and tell his kid to sit down. And when he pulled that knife and he said he was an ex-Army Marine, one of the best moments of my life.
Wrestling fans are interesting characters.
Sure. So, Super Beast, do you know who you've got lined up for these TV tapings? I mean, I know Jay Freddy's back, right?
I really could care less about Jay Freddy and his big melon head, but the most thing that I know that I'm doing right now is I'm taking on a personality from Buffalo in a game of Boggle. Whether that appears on the show or not, or maybe it's just a backstage segment, who knows? But I don't feel like Jay Freddy's going to get a title shot at all. He hasn't earned it.
No, I saw that post online that they're trying to... Freddie's requested a title shot, but clearly needs to go back to the back of the line. So
maybe you guys can get a cage, so at least you could have the lack of influence from outside the ring.
That's a terrible idea. No, I don't like that idea at all, actually.
Well, I mean, you guys have the referees on your side. You have everybody outside the ring on your side.
I'm just saying, kind of a cage can block fans' views and stuff like that. You wouldn't want to do that.
Unless by cage you mean that giant, muscled up guy standing on the outside of the ring.
What are you doing, air quotes again?
Yeah.
Time for that second amp.
222-1280 star 1280 if you have a question or a comment.
I also can't wait for 2 out of 3 falls, Usos and Rowan and Harper tomorrow night. Just going to say it's going to be a good day of wrestling.
We already discussed this.
No, I know you did while we were out in the hallway, but it's time for a WWE tag title change tomorrow. So,
come on, fingers Dust crossed. Family. Come on, Dust Family.
No. That whole gimmick needs to go away.
Oh, how dare you.
Stardust?
That's so great.
Oh, no.
Stardust is awesome.
This is the worst thing to happen to WWE in many years.
It's terrible. I agree with you. It's terrible. I can't wait for it to end. I don't want to see Dustin Rhodes lose his job. But, that's the only thing that's keeping him there. So it's like, I remember he was an agent at one time, and then he got fired and... Then he straightened his life out. But, I don't, I'm not a huge fan of that. I like the tag team, so I like that you see that they're doing They're doing Big E together with
Kofi.
Kofi Kingston. They're calling it Kofi E.
Oh.
That's terrible.
Oh.
Terrible. Wow.
Stardust was bad.
Did you guys, when you guys were talking news, did you mention anything about Sting showing up on Monday Night Raw?
No, not yet.
You can't really say Sting showing up on
did you
Monday
okay,
Night
did,
Raw.
Or how about CM Punk being on Monday Night Raw or an image, recorded image of him? Did you guys mention that at all?
No.
Okay, we're going to go to break, come back. We're going to talk more with the wrestlers in the studio, which I certainly appreciate you guys coming in. I mean, we have the obviously, this is the end point for the gay pride parade today because there's like a giant, there's like cars everywhere outside the building. Nobody can find parking this morning. And it looks like it's going to be just a crazy, crazy day. So if people are out marching in the gay pride parade are going to end here, then it's going to be just mayhem when we get out later. And that's why we all have problems getting in on time today. So, but we got to go to break. Sorry, I just blabbed too much. We're going to talk a little bit about the Pier 6 show as well as some professional wrestling that happened this past week. And I might even talk about what we did see of Sting and CM Punk on Monday Night Raw. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK. Been calling back to the top of the step. Save us, Chris. Save us, Chris. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. Save yourself, Chris.
I'm CM Punk, and you are listening to the Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole, the Artiste, Pier 6 Wrestling Superstars, Super Beast, Punisher Van Slyke, both champions in their right way, in their own way, and both Pier 6 champions. Punisher Van Slyke being a tag team, and of course Super Beast being the figurehead of the company. You're the man carrying the strap. Welcome back to the show. Hold on, let me get my plugs in real quick. Don't forget you can join us this Sunday. It's tomorrow night for WWE's Battleground pay-per-view at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. Hosted by us, prizes and drink specials all night long. That's WWE's Battleground pay-per-view, July 20th at Salvatore's at the Garage Door. And, of course, we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire at Culver. And welcome back to the show, 222-1280, Star 1280. I didn't even call up there. People can text us, too, at 222-1280. I'll do my Dan Moriarty, which is, and we can text you back. If you text us at that number, you can text you back. We'll see where you're calling from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't know. Is that supposed to, like, keep people away?
Just know that we have your number if you text in.
Yeah.
So.
No threats.
No threats. I also want to give a quick shout-out to the new 2CW Tag Team Champions.
Oh, that's right.
Devon, Bubba Ray, the Dudley Boys won the 2CW Tag Team titles. A belt that Punisher Van Slyke here in studios held three times?
Three times.
Yeah, the Dudley Boys. So it was pretty cool in Watertown on Sunday. So
that obviously they're going to be coming back.
Yeah, that was the final 2CW match of Kevin Steen, who's headed for WWE.
Yes, though, officially, in the news I had, he hadn't signed as of Monday, but I'm sure that...
He's doing his last ROH appearances this weekend, too.
Yeah, I thought it was the 17th, wasn't it his last...
Last ROH match, I believe, against Steve Corino.
Got a few messages on our texting. One of them is Nicole Bass for WWE Hall of Fame.
Weird. We were just talking about her last night.
That? Someone said, "Creepers love Hater Todd." Doesn't everybody love Hater Todd? All right.
Who's that lemon guy again?
Who's that? Last week we had a little bit of a meltdown, Mr. Artiste, because we were taking calls.
A meltdown.
Okay. It was you just not being happy with people not knowing their stuff when they're calling.
Yeah. If you're gonna call this show, go ahead and call this show. Let's have a good conversation.
Being a lemon.
Know who you're calling about.
He was being a lemon head.
So, Rich is answering the phone right now. I hope it's somebody who knows who they're calling
about.
That
guy who does that stuff.
And we'll have a good conversation.
This is a guy I don't think really ever calls here, too, because I don't think I've ever... I mean, he texts a lot, but I don't think he's ever called here. So on the line right now, we've got Big Thunder. Big Thunder, what's up, brother?
All right. I'm at work. I'm listening to y'all at work. Lake Avenue Tops. We just wanted to get a good shot out in. How y'all been?
We're doing fantastic, man. It's nice to actually talk to you and not see your texts.
So, definitely.
I like it. I like your texts, though, brother. I like your texts. You know, you keep us on our toes.
Right, definitely. I was wondering, do y'all feel, considering this Roman Reigns, it looked like they're teasing the him and Cena thing. Do you see they're going to try it with the little Batista and Cena, how they did that a long time ago with the SummerSlam angle?
What do you mean? Like, basically, with,
good guy
like
versus
with the
good
face,
guy.
With the, like, yeah, with the good guy angle. Do you think they would do that with Cena and Reigns, or are they going to just wait for Reigns and Brock at WrestleMania?
Reigns is not ready to be ready for a main event with John Cena, and you did mention Brock. That might have something to do with what's coming up for soon with WWE. So. I have a feeling, you know, I mean, unfortunately, when you know what's like they're working towards, it kind of spoils what we're going to see, but I'm sure it'll
be... And when they put out promos that have made the internet already.
Yeah, promos for what they're going to do at SummerSlam, which hasn't...
Yeah, the poster.
Yeah, not only a poster, there's a promo, too, now.
There's a video.
Video for what, you know, what they're doing, so...
Oh, okay, I'm going to have to see that. And another question, because I've been waiting 2 years since I've seen Kidna versus Kenta Kobayashi. For the first time ever.
Yes.
When is this guy coming to NXT?
He signed. He's going to be there. I mean, he signed last week officially when they were on their Japanese tour. Kenta's is going to be relocated to and Kenta Kobayashi. I don't know if you folks have ever saw him before. He was Ring of Honor, I believe.
I seen the one with him and Joe. Kenta Kobayashi versus Mojo, great match.
Yeah, the hour long match with Joe.
I tell anybody who's not a wrestling fan that match right there, Mojo versus Kenta Kobayashi. Makes anybody a wrestling fan right there.
Big time, and he's a great and he did great jobs in Ring of Honor. He was a champ of Ring of Honor, I believe.
I've seen him and Daniel Bryan match. I remember Daniel winning that. I think it was like Final Battle in New York or so, or New York, because I remember Loki and Kenta was in New Jersey.
Yeah,
but yeah, hopefully they don't job him out.
No.
And they don't have him be like Yoshitatsu or, you know, because he's not a big guy. He's only like 5'8".
There's a picture with him in Triple H when he came to America, you know, since he's here now, I believe. And he's like...
What about coming to America?
You know,
wow.
Great movie.
He's actually comes up to about Triple H's shoulder blade.
And,
so.
And I was just about to say that. Like, yeah. Triple H, I know, towers over him because I was watching the match with him and Brian... Kidna and Brian, and Brian was bigger than Kidna in a way, you know. So
sure.
Like, if they barely use Brian, I'm just, and plus his moveset, like he's stiff. He's a very stiff wrestler, and I don't see him using that style, you know. Because Kabar, if I'm not mistaken, Lil' Q was the last one
who
used that style, and I see him kick Ziggler in the face at Survivor Series a couple years ago.
And They didn't keep low key because I think that, you know, I mean, he tried to work to WWE, but that's low key style. So
right. That makes low key. That definitely makes him. Ain't he retired or? I heard he's coming back to TNA or something like that for these New York taping.
Yeah, he'll be back with TNA. I'm not sure if he signed long term with him or anything, but there was some news. Oh yeah, about Kevin Steen. Which involves Kenta. Kevin Steen, he hasn't officially signed yet. He hasn't gone through the medical testing yet, but...
He's supposed to be doing his last, 2CW show, or he already did it. Wasn't it last week?
He and Jason Axe lost the tag titles to the Dudley Boys on Sunday in Watertown.
But Kenta and Prince Devitt, is it?
Devitt, what you think they're going to let him keep that face paint and all that?
I don't know. Probably. I think, you know, I mean, no, because they made El Generico take his mask off. So.
Right, they sure did. We still scream Ole when he come out to the ring.
I heard that, too. Yeah, I heard he still gets the Ole, but both those guys are going to be working full-time in NXT by September, they said. So it's not that far away.
I'll talk to y'all next week. I gotta get back to work.
Thank you, sir. Thank you so much for calling. All right, 222-1280 *1280. there's people like sending funny texts now. there was one on there. Oh yeah, Sting. We talked about Sting briefly as we went into the break. Sting They would not have shown him on TV if he hadn't signed some sort of contract with the WWE. He has a contract with, what is it called, 2K?
2K Sports.
2K Sports. But they said that he would not have been on TV on Monday night. They wouldn't have shown that unless he had signed some sort of either performance or Legends contract
with
WWE.
The biggest sign of that is Triple H was bringing up the fact that he might be in the ring if it's best for business during his kayfabe interview with
Michael Cole. He does it every week. He does it every week, a kayfabe interview. And you can. But I will say that also that when the WWE's website is getting people's responses to the Sting thing and they're putting him up there, obviously he's in some sort of future plans for them. And he's already talking Undertaker. He's, you know, he says, I want one match with him. But Sting, I mean, he's in good shape. He's in good shape.
Can we just be honest, though? Sting versus The Undertaker, how well that's going to go in, like, 2015?
Yeah, it's not good, because I don't think Undertaker's wrestling next year.
Did you see Undertaker at WrestleMania this year?
Yes.
I loved every moment.
Well, he was terrible.
In his defense, I was against Brock Lesnar.
No, he also got hit in the head, and he was, like, sleepwalking through the last 10 minutes of the match, okay? Remember, he was kind of like...
He was bright red.
Yeah, it was. He was like, you know, what do they call it, gold bricking or whatever?
It wasn't exactly the best Undertaker match I've ever seen, we'll put it that way.
No. Still wasn't the worst, though.
But it was still fantastic.
Giant Gonzalez, baby.
That was a good match.
Yeah. No, it wasn't.
No, but he got hurt, and so he didn't know where he was. And so Brock had to pretty much call it as he was going. I mean, Brock was supposed to win. You know, a lot of people were saying, you know, because The Undertaker was concussed, that Brock wasn't supposed to win, but that was the plan from the beginning. But this, yeah, no, The Undertaker's still having problems from that, too. So, I mean, he went right to the hospital after WrestleMania because he had a concussion. Really,
might have been better than him against Big Show and A-Train. I don't know.
Oh, you want a tag match?
A-Train.
He still works for them. A-Train, there's some news out this week that he's down in the developmental giving, you know, training the new kids coming up. So A-Train's got, he's helping out. Keeping that contract going with WWE. I don't know if you guys saw this news piece that I put in there, but it was about the business and what's going on with them right now. And it's pretty scary. I mean, I'll read what I wrote down and you tell me what you think about this. It says, with pay-per-views pretty much going away because of the network, it said that WWE's business now is going forward is all about WWE Network subscriber numbers. WWE still needs a steady rate of 1.3 million to 1.4 million monthly subscribers worldwide to break even. With heavy budget cuts, it's possible the number could drop some. In order for WWE to make it back to previous levels of financial success, they need close to 1.9 million monthly subscribers. Once WWE tops 2 million subscribers, unless they face major unexpected costs, the company will be in the best financial position they've ever been in. A great number for WWE's next subscriber announcement at the end of the this month, which is, what, 2 weeks away, would be 850,000. So if they don't have 850,000 when the announcement comes out, then the stock is going to crash. And when the stock crashes, what happened last time is they fired a handful of people, and weeded them out. So if they don't, so given how hard the network has been pushed, the loaded pay-per-view events, and that's another thing. These pay-per-view events, they had 11 matches on the last one, you know. I mean, with two women's matches, and they've got a lot on this one coming up. So it's gonna they have these loaded pay-per-view events. Anything less than 850,000 total subscribers wouldn't be that good. WWE announced back in early April that the network had 667,000 subscribers, and they were hoping to hit at least the 1 million mark before the end of the year. I'm just really scared because these kind of prompt numbers, if they don't hit those, we saw what happened when they didn't hit the initial.
To be fair, their stock was artificially inflated beforehand big time. They were up in the 30s. They have no business being up in the 30s for their stock.
Yes, but you know, I told people who had stock, like the doctor, I said to him, said you should have sold it. I would have sold it at its highest point, you know, and then because it's now.
Well, it's easy to say that now.
I know, but when bad news comes out about a company, it automatically, you know, especially if it's a publicly traded company, the Dow Jones, you know, that's where you look towards to see what people think, and when they lose confidence, they don't hit this number by the end of the month, it's going to be. More people getting fired and just terrible things happening.
I've read a lot of articles about from TV industry looking at this saying, you know, they might not be hitting their numbers now, but this is still probably the most genius thing Vince McMahon's ever done. And that this is going to change the way that sports and everything is broadcast in the future, and that it might be rough in the beginning, but it's still going to be a great success. And, you know, to throw numbers on it to make money, you know, you have to do that because you're publicly traded, but they still haven't done an international release. So they still don't have their worldwide numbers. They have North American numbers.
Yeah, that takes a lot of investment to go and translate everything for every country on the planet.
Don't translate it then.
Yeah, well, I don't think I'm going to buy, you know, the best of, you know, Glory or those ones from Japan unless it's in English, you know? You know, or K1. Oh, boy, you know? No, I don't, you know, I this whole thing is, I know.
I watch Japanese wrestling all the time, and mm-hmm. that's not translated.
I know, there's a lot. Mm-hmm. I know there's a lot out there.
Sometimes I like it better. I'll listen to Japanese commentators before I listen to Michael Cole.
And I was going to say, I can just see now, like, them bringing over all this stock footage and saying, hey, let's have Michael Cole and Lawler just overdub everything.
And then we'll find some generic themes to run in during it, too. So it sounds like it could be Metallica, but it may not be.
In fairness, like, this is a generalization, but a lot of the rest of the world knows how to speak English, where not a lot of Americans know other languages well enough.
And
so
that's why they hate us.
They could probably watch the English commentary just fine in most places.
Kevin Steen learned English from Jim Ross watching wrestling.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
We got to go to break. We got some more stuff to talk about real quickly as we go to break. Bobby Lashley is signed to fight at Bellator. Not only is he the champion of TNA, but he's going to be fighting at Bellator, what number was it, 132 or something like that in September. Very interesting. He's a 10-2 in MMA, so he's the TNA champion will be crossing over to MMA in September, free on Spike TV. So I guess King Mo is on the same card. So maybe he'll be fighting King Mo. That'd be pretty cool. No, it's going to feature King Mo. Oh, well. But we got to go to break. We got some more news on the flip side. You're listening to Pain Clinic on Sports 1280 WHTK.
This is Bobby Roode, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain, baby.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cashman here with the Artiste, Danger Boy, DC Dan Cole, joining us from Piercic Wrestling, Punisher Van Slyke, and champion Super Beast, tag team champion Punisher Van Slyke. I got to get that in there every time. You know, I don't know if you saw this news this past week, but on Monday Night Raw coming up this week, we're going to get a little performance by a guy named Flo Rida. Little Flo Rida on, I think that's Flo Rida. I have no idea.
I believe it's Flo Rida.
Flo Rida, as in Florida. I was almost going to say Florida, but he's...
It would have been better.
Flo Rida. He's going to be actually performing a song on Monday Night Raw. So it's now becoming...
Hopefully he continues his long-awaited feud with Heath Slater, too.
Well, yeah. True. Yes. True. Heath Slater... of course, because Heath Slater and him had a backstage... What was it, WrestleMania 28 that they had a little backstage tiff? So he's going to be there Monday night, which is, you know, he's not... At least he's not, the honorary GM for the night or anything. So some other news. Ronda Rousey... Dana White came out and said Ronda Rousey is not going to be at SummerSlam like they had been talking about. She'd wanted to, and she's negotiating it, but she wanted to bring her ladies with her. She calls her ladies the Four Horsemen. Four Horsewomen. Unfortunately, none of them can win except for her. The one girl fought last weekend and just got killed. You know, those kidney punches are terrible. Nevertheless, she will not be showing up at SummerSlam, though she wanted to, but they didn't want her other people. So, CM Punk, we talked a little bit about earlier how they promoted for Tuesday. It was a 2-hour program called Beyond the Ring, special on CM Punk. I really wanted to watch it. You know, I've been trying to watch those Beyond the Rings.
It was his DVD, though.
I know, but they don't have. You can't really find a lot of that stuff when it's running like in the 24-hour, TV show style running section of it. I've been trying to find the one on Steve Austin, and I just could not find it anywhere on there. You know, so it's like if you don't catch it when they have it run it on the network feed, then I guess you have to wait till it gets put into the archive. And that's the whole thing is I'm waiting for these things to go in the archive. Nevertheless, I was shocked to see them mention his name on Monday Night Raw, let alone talk about, you know, and then the next day when it showed up, he also went into the alumni section on their website. So obviously he's done. I mean, it wasn't like it was a surprise. There's a lot of people on this show who were waiting for him to show up again. It just never was going to happen. So CM Punk, and now CM Punk, he's going to be hosting some show tomorrow night. I can't remember. I had that in my news. He is he's doing like a red carpet special for Gibson Brand AP Music Awards, which is taking place at Cleveland, Ohio at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. And he's going to be like doing commentary on the red carpet, and that's tomorrow, or July 21st. It's Monday. So, or
isn't it?
Yeah, Monday. So he's got some work to do. He also, I've heard he's teased to possibly doing a podcast soon too.
He's gonna be on a Nerdist podcast coming up.
He's gonna be on a Nerdist, but he put
a big live one from San Diego.
Yeah. He sent out a tweet the other day where he wrote starting a band, comma a podcast and a fire. One of these is true, and then in parentheses he put okay, two of them are true. So two of those things, he may have started a fire and then either a band or a podcast. So. He's keeping busy. Hopefully, I'd like to hear from him. I think he's really kind of gun shy about coming out and talking about what happened. Who knows? Maybe he'll be reinvigorated. Something will happen and he'll want to go back. I doubt it though. I mean, the way he left, I don't know if he burned a bridge, but you just can't walk out after a pay-per-view, especially before WrestleMania when they had plans for you.
Well, it seems everything he was complaining about was right, though, because they're talking about how royalty payments aren't what they used to be, and they still don't know how they're paying people for the pay-per-views. So, some of his concerns were really valid. So,
interesting.
Money also talks.
We got to get out of here, and before we do one last plug for the Pier 6 show, I know that Shane Helms announced on Twitter that the former WCW Group 3 count will be reuniting in November. Helms, Shannon Moore, and Evan Courageous will be appearing at WrestleCade in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, on November 29th.
Where's Tank?
Yeah, I know you need Tank in his square. So let's talk about Pier 6 real quick before we get out of here. Pier 6 for us. Oh, by the way, Mick Foley's going to be on with us next week. Mick Foley's going to be in Buffalo he's been in Buffalo 2 weeks from today, and he's going to come on next week. And it'd be nice to talk to him, especially since he had his divorce from the WWE. But Pier 6 is tomorrow at the Italian-American Club. Mr. Artiste, do you know any of the matches? We kind of hinted at a couple of them in the last few weeks.
I know Brandon Thurston is defending the television title alongside his manager Brian DeVille against Jordan Lennox, the former champion. We mentioned Punisher Vance Like against Sean Carr and Cage against Kevin the Man Graham.
Super Beast is taking on who?
I don't know.
Okay.
Not Jay Freddy.
Let me thank
you.
Okay, let me thank. So it's going to be Jay Freddy, folks. Why don't you come out for that? Okay, I want to thank Punisher Vance Like for joining us, Mr. Super Beast for joining us. I want to thank the Rock City Roller Derby Girls, Lethal Lorelei, Hater Tot, and Go. Come on out tonight to that. Come out and see it at the Bill Gray's Regional Iceplex. I want to thank Danger Boy. Yeah, Thundersticks. Danger Boy, DC Danny Cole, and
Super Beast against the Old Lady tomorrow.
And Artiste. And we'll see you next week, folks.
And now, the iHeartRadio Weekend Sports Time Capsule.
In 1876, it's baseball's very first no-hitter. St. Louis's George W. Bradley no-hits Hartford. In 1930, it's the very first ever World Cup competition beginning in Uruguay. This week in sports history, in 1959, William Wright becomes the first black man to win a major golf tournament. In 1985, the New York Yankees retire Roger Maris's number 9 and Nelson Howard's number 32 uniforms. I think that leaves, maybe 5 uniforms still unretired by the Yankees? This week in sports history, in 1987, the Rookie of the Year award is renamed to honor Jackie Robinson. And in 1994, the New York Jets sign USA soccer goalkeeper Tony Meola as a place kicker. He doesn't make it through training camp.
That's your iHeartRadio Weekend Sports Time Capsule.
Event. You'll save money because it is huge.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You could save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
To get a free rate quote, go to geico.com. Then buy online, over the phone, or at your local office. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Warning, if your ears are sensitive to hard-hitting facts, earmuff them now. This is Gary, the hard-hitting commercial voiceover guy for Geico's local agents. Fact 1, your local Geico agent is an expert at getting you the coverage you need. Fact 2, you can talk to your local Geico agent face-to-face. Fact 3, facts 1 and 2 hit so hard, I don't need a third.
To see how much you could save, call 585-271-2886 or visit your local Geico office located in the Southtown Plaza in Rochester.
Every story is a journey.
And this journey plays out all summer long during the Emirates Airline U.S. Open Series. Don't miss your chance to see some of the top players in the world battle it out to see who's best. 5 weeks, 8 tournaments, 8 cities. Which champion will prevail? Which new hero will emerge? This is your chance to find out. For complete TV listings, go to EmiratesUSOpenSeries.com.
In your driveway, on the highway, in the middle of nowhere, there's no great place to run out of gas or get a flat tire. But with Good Sam Roadside Assistance, you have someone to call 24-7. Unlike the other guys, your spouse and children are also covered, and we'll tow you to the closest service center no matter how far. At just $9 a month for an annual plan, we've got you covered. Call 877-GOOD-SAM and get protected today. Offer valid for first-time buyers only. See member benefit brochure for full details.
Cortese, your loan and lease release specialists.
Cortese Auto Block.
Broadcasting from the BataviaBets.com studio, this is Sports 1280 WHGK Rochester and iHeart Radio Station.
Fox Sports trending now.
This report presented by GEICO. What does it mean when GEICO says just 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance? It means you probably should have gone to GEICO.com 15 minutes ago. In round three of the British Open, Rory McIlroy and Ricky Fowler were tied for the lead 12 holes in. After that, Fowler bogeyed 3 of 4 holes, while McIlroy over the last 5 holes had a birdie and 2 eagles. So McIlroy has a 6-shot lead at 16 under after 3 rounds. Fowler in second place at 10 under. Sergio Garcia and Dustin Johnson are tied for third at 9 under. Tiger Woods is 19 back after a 1-over 73 that included a double bogey and a triple bogey. The latest from Royal Liverpool comes to you thanks to Golfsmith. I'm Isaac Lohenkron, breaking sports news as it happens.
We are Fox Sports!
The Pack Store Save event is on now at the Home Depot, and the shelves are full of solutions. So let's load up with a Husky Steel Shelf Unit. It has 5 shelves, a lifetime warranty, and holds up to 5,000 pounds, all for only $99. That's a lot of muscle, and you barely have to lift your wallet. Let's do this at the Pack Store Save event, going on now. More saving.